If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to Unhappy Hour, the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate every single week. I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. I'm here in the studio, as always, with my producer, Barry Finkel. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
You, Barry. And yes, I am censored in this episode. We're keeping it clean because today's episode is all ages. We want to keep it profesh. Our topic today is one that I've complained about in various capacities on this show before, but it deserves some specialized scrutiny. It is a topic that is small yet powerful. It's worthy of an entire episode dedicated to venting about it and it alone. Children. Now, kids are inarguably the worst, but I have rarely been around them since I was myself a child, even though I was born post-pubescent, fully haired, from scalp to toenail. And because I am so far removed from the world of children, we're going to go full-on investigative journalist and babysit a real-life two-year-old. Not a puppet. Not a puppet. No puppet. Then we're bringing on a very special guest complainer, the only child I will ever allow in this studio. She's a Vine star, Facebook star, all-around internet star, the girl who was once brave enough to declare, "I smell like beef." She is 8-year-old Ava Ryan, my idol, and she is on the show. And to kick things off, of course, we've got our regularly scheduled Worst Things First with an irregular tale, or should I say, rat tale. So get ready for all that and more. Let's get into it. Let's do it. Let's pull up our pull-ups and start the show. All right, Worst Things First, the weirdest news of the week. First, a man in Florida, only in Florida. This one, it was brought to my attention by a couple of different people. A homeless man in Florida was charged with stabbing a Chicago tourist. But the catch? He ain't got no arms.
The stabber?
The stabber was armless.
How did they stab?
And he stabbed a guy. Miami Beach police say that the 46-year-old man held scissors with his feet and walked up to someone and just f***ing stabbed them.
Oh my God.
With his foot. Yeah, according to the arrest report, there was a 22-year-old guy who was lying on the ground and then knifey no arms walked up and then kicked him in the head, stabbed him twice, and then fled.
Damn.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Don't underestimate anybody. Because it's 2018 and people with no arms can do whatever they want, including murder you. He's not dead. I don't think so. Next! Crocs! The foam shoes that shook the world in the early 2000s are wreaking havoc on society once again with the introduction of high-heeled Crocs. And according to news reports, they are apparently sold out.
Of course they are.
Honestly, if the Purge were real, I would target people who wear Crocs. Because if I have one night to, like, murder whoever I want, I'm going for the people who have made the poorest choices. They're not even that comfortable. I'm speaking, you know how I know?
How do you know?
Because I owned a pair of Crocs.
What age?
In college.
Oh my, that's far too late.
I had a pair in college that I showered in. They were my shower shoes.
Okay.
There's nothing more viscerally upsetting than the image of a fully grown man, fully naked, with nothing but Crocs on his feet. Except the image of a fully grown man, fully naked, in the shower, wearing nothing but high-heeled Crocs. Next! Remember the cursed 2,000-year-old sarcophagus I talked about on last week's episode? Well, they f***ing opened it, and guess what came out? Bees! Now, can you imagine if there was just bees?
That would be really scary.
Bees, locusts, frogs, grasshoppers. There was 3 decomposed skeletons found inside, thought to be the remains of warriors, because one of them had an arrow through its skull.
What do you think it smelled like?
It was also full of red sewage that had leaked in.
Well, I think that answers it.
Same. I'm constantly full of red sewage. Anyway, the point is, we're all probably cursed now, but it can't get much worse. So I welcome our new cursed gods. And finally, a woman in Brooklyn got the surprise of her life when a baby rat crawled out of her sinkhole. And that woman is Barry Finkel.
My legacy. Everyone will remember me now.
If anybody saw on Twitter this
week.
On
Twitter, on BuzzFeed, on Pix11, on a Chinese news website.
All over the internet.
All over.
There was a baby rat that crawled out of someone's New York sink, and that someone was Barry.
Hi.
So, talk me through the moment when, were you sh**ing?
No, Alex was peeing, though.
Your boyfriend, Alex.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Alex and I had just bathed Putty. I was getting ready to go take a shower, but Alex needed to pee. And then all of a sudden, I hear him scream, "Oh, shit!" And it was the kind of scream that literally, I thought that he had a kidney stone or like something had happened to him because he sounded in pain. And I was like, "Are you okay?" And he was like, "Get in here." And at that point, I knew he wasn't like bleeding, so it was fine. And I went in and he was just pointing at our sink. And I look over and it straight up just... this like tiny creature was pushing itself up with its 2 front paws to get out of our sinkhole. And it's a baby rat. And it was just like crawling around. And I started just like screaming and hysterically laughing, but in like the purest form of hysterical laughter, because I was I was hysterical. and then I just ran out of the bathroom because, one, I didn't want Putty to interfere, our dog.
Right.
And 2, I just was like, you know what? You can handle this. Like, this is more your area, Alex, than it is mine. So he grabbed a plastic bag from the trash can to try and like contain it in the sink. And at that point, I was like, we should probably take a picture because this is insane. And went back, took a photo. But when we lifted the plastic bag to take the photo, it went down the drain again, which is how I captured that. And then we didn't know what to do. And then it was just gone. So Alex cleaned the sink with bleach and let that bleach run down the drain. And it might be in our pipes. It's unclear.
I think it's just like New York urban legend.
Yeah.
That like there are rats in all of our plumbing and
yeah.
It's going to come up through the toilet. And it's like only a matter of chance that it came up through your sink and not your toilet.
Only a matter of chance. Also only a matter of chance that Alex had just finished peeing and was literally looking at the sink when this happened.
Well, that's disgusting. And I'll never come over to your apartment.
No. I know, it's the only bathroom we have, so.
I won't ever make physical contact with you ever again because you have rabies.
I know.
So, rest in peace, Barry Finkel. Also, RIP bleached sink rat. The funny thing is my mom, I was texting with my mom because I was like, oh my God, look what happened to Barry. And she was like, did she immediately pour bleach down the drain? I cropped that out of what I sent you because I thought it was too mean. But then you did it.
That is exactly what we did. Your mom is a smart lady.
Yeah.
I will remember you.
She said, was she hysterical?
Will you remember me?
Where does she live?
Don't let your life.
My mom is coming over.
Baby sink rat. I'll never forget you. Thanks for blowing up my mentions, gaining me a couple hundred more followers.
And that's it for this week's Worst Things First. Next up, we're serving up as much drama as all the Babysitter Club's books and movie combined. Babies. Diapers. Peppa the Pig. Babysitting. Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Deep dive.
Deep dive.
Deep dive. Deep dive. Deep dive. All right. Babysitting. Let's just start off. Babysitting is the most ridiculous activity that we bequeath upon teenagers. Bequeath. It's outrageous that we trust people who haven't even completed puberty with the most vulnerable beings among us. You're not even allowed to drive a car until you're 16. A car that is armored with a steel skeleton. Yet we trust 12-year-olds to watch something whose head isn't even fully hard-boiled yet? I don't think so. I don't think so! Which is why I took it upon myself to go deep into the underbelly of the babysitting world. And by that, I mean I watched a 2-year-old baby under heavy adult supervision. Because also I dropped and shattered my iPhone literally hours before this whole experiment, and that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence in people who are trusting me to watch their child. Whatever. I didn't even know that it was fully cracked, my iPhone. I dropped it in the shower, which is not where you're supposed to have it.
Why did you have it in there?
The point is I should not be trusted with anything, let alone a living, breathing human being. I should also start off by saying, it's not that I don't like babies, it's just that I don't understand them, and also, they terrify me. I don't like anything that I might accidentally trip over and murder. Because that's the thing, if you accidentally fuck up and kill a kid, they'll put you in jail. Mostly I don't like babies because I don't like getting tricked into liking something. Just because of human biology, I have this instinctual need to perpetuate the human race. So I get duped into loving your giant eyes? I don't think so. Let me decide if I like you or not, you tiny piece of shit. All that being said, I went to an apartment in Brooklyn to look after a 2-year-old baby, but not alone.
Teapot.
We're going to have a tea party?
We can get the teapot out of your fridge, right? Can you get your tea set out?
Yeah.
Let's get some tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
Barry was there. Also, one of his moms was present the entire time to make sure I didn't accidentally, like, put her baby in the dryer and then turn it on to, like, the heaviest setting, sheets and towels, and then just sit there while it rolls around.
Oh, my God.
And gets fluffier. I wouldn't do it on purpose, but, like, sometimes you're carrying, like, a whole load of laundry, and you don't know if there's a baby in there. At least you're not watching it constantly. Anyway, here are my thoughts on babysitting. So really, the entire process of babysitting is just watching someone do things that you can't do. I would love to stand at a kitchen sink and pretend to make soup with an empty pot and a wooden spoon. I would love it if an empty pot and wooden spoon gave me any sort of joy. But they don't, okay? They just remind me that I have to cook for myself, because if I don't, I'll die. I'd love to pretend like I can cook, but if I don't get the results, my body will stop working. Meanwhile, this kid's putting all sorts of shit in his soup, and we're just celebrating it like he's the next Guy Fieri. Fieri.
Pizza soup.
You like pizza soup?
Yeah.
You do? What else is in here? What's this?
Egg.
What about that?
A duck.
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
Very good. Stir it up.
I'm sorry, if I put pizza and a cucumber into my soup in MasterChef, even MasterChef Junior, I'd be the laughingstock of that entire franchise. Also, babies don't make any sense. And it's not the same as complaining about not understanding someone speaking like a foreign language. If you do that, you're racist. You know why? Because you can learn to speak their language. But babies, no. There's no translation. They're speaking alien languages. And then even when you do understand a child, maintaining any sort of conversation with them is impossible. It's a one-way street. I babysat for a full hour. Do you think he asked me how my day was going? I don't think so. I don't think so. I could have cried. And he wouldn't have given a sh**. He probably would have. Also, when a baby has something on its mind, there's no turning back. You want to hear about something he saw at the zoo 6 months ago over and over again until your ears start to bleed from the inside out? Well, you're in luck. Ask him how it went. Ask him who his favorite animal is.
Monkeys.
Monkeys you liked?
No fish.
No fish. No. Because they were scary.
No fish.
No fish, please. No. Oh, but you did like the sea lions too, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite animal? Monkeys?
Yeah.
Probably monkeys, right?
They're pretty.
No fish. No, as long as it's not a fish. Monkeys, yes.
Even though, to be fair, I was deathly afraid of fish as a child. One of my earliest memories, I don't know what the like Freudian explanation for this is, but I remember having a dream, a nightmare about... Let me explain this in a way that is interesting. It's probably not. It was a theater, the like very steep seating. Anyway, instead of a screen, it was a giant tank with a great white shark in it. But I was the only person in the theater, and I was in the corner in a stroller. What does that mean?
I'm looking it up right now. A shark may represent a person in your life who is draining you emotionally or who is greedy and unscrupulous. The negative perception of sharks often represents a creature who goes after what it wants, regardless of the consequences its action may have on the other. Maybe it was some sort of like looking into the future of you as a comedian on stage.
I'm going to say that the more realistic answer, instead of me being a psychic baby, was that my mother. She was a shark in a tank. From my stroller, that was all I could see.
Wow.
Anyway, kids
Back
episode.
To kids.
Next, you have to do anything a baby tells you to do. If they break their toy, you have to fix it immediately or else you're a garbage person. Apparently, I guess. And they just stare at you until you do it.
Should I fix it?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. Yeah.
The wheel? Yeah, the wheel goes on there.
Here, bring it here. We have to put it through here?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He broke it even more.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's life.
Yeah, we're going to fix it.
Fix it.
I'm trying.
Fix it.
Fix it.
I'm working as fast as I can.
Fix it.
Is it ready? I think it's all good.
Yeah.
Also, children already understand technology better than I ever will. I had to spend an entire year in typing classes before I was allowed to use a computer. And now babies these days can just launch a drone attack from their iPads. Also, I haven't watched a children's show since probably 1999 because their TV shows are dumb. We had the best shows in the 90s. You think you could top SpongeBob SquarePants?
Hey Arnold. Rugrats.
Rugrats. Even though they're trying to bring Rugrats back and they can't. They can't. They're all dead.
What?
Yeah. I mean, they're dead to me.
Oh.
Because that's the humane thing to do to them.
Right.
If I wanted to watch a little pig named Peppa do whatever Peppa the pig does, I'd walk down to McDonald's and I'd get myself a double double bacon McDouble and call it Peppa and eat it. And speaking of entertainment, all kids do these days is watch videos on YouTube. Not even the good ones, like when hamsters get fed tiny burritos, or when Charlie bit his stupid brother's finger, or when David went to the dentist. They just love watching hours and hours of construction videos or helicopter videos.
Four helicopters, yeah.
Pilot.
That's a pilot, yeah.
Baby helicopter.
It's a baby flying helicopter.
Oh, please.
When I was a kid, we had one VHS tape for everyone that we had to share. It had to feed an entire family. And every time I wanted to watch it, I'd have to wait for hours while my mom rewound it and then put it back in.
What was it?
It was an instructional movie where an elephant gets a bath. That was my favorite video to watch.
It does sound pretty cute.
I don't remember what it was called. It was part of like a PBS series.
Yeah.
And it was like a two-part thing. In the first part, it was like 15 minutes of an elephant getting a bath and getting his toenails clipped and getting his like nose hair trimmed. And then the other 15 minutes was just the U.S. postal system and how it operated. But not like, oh, here's a friendly mailman. Just like, here's what happens to a letter after it goes into the box and all the machines that it goes through. And you know what? I couldn't tell you a god thing about it. Next! Meal time! When I never, it makes me want to eat my meal. Meal time. I had to sit there while this tiny king held court over a quesadilla, and then he got to dictate what section of his plate he wanted the yogurt to go onto. And when it was deposited into the wrong section, we had to stop everything we were doing until it was put into the right receptacle.
Order.
Yogurt right there?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Order.
What do you say?
Spoon.
Spoon too. What else do you say?
Yeah.
Do you say please?
Please.
Okay, you got it. I'll get you a spoon.
Order.
It's right there. It's on your plate already.
Order.
Oh, you need it to be in the middle compartment?
Order.
Okay, here, I'll fix it for you. Ready?
Yeah.
There it is.
Voila, my friends.
Yeah. The luxury of having enough space on your plate to be able to decide where things go and not just upending a container of Chinese food and waiting for it to glop out onto the plate just wherever it lands. Also, he just ate like plain Greek yogurt. That's like eating sour cream. Anyway, babies, just understand that you are not the center of this meal. The food is, you little bitch. And finally, I don't like that babies can basically do whatever they want and there's no consequences. You could just scream in public if you're a baby. You could just scream your face off. I was on the subway platform for once, watching this baby scream his face off because it was hot and it was the end of the day and everybody was tired and sweaty. And I was like, if we all could just get away with screaming right now, this place would be literal hell. But no, this baby was allowed to do it. And I had to keep my fat mouth shut. Also, babies have these cute fat rolls. They're so adorable when they're a baby, but all of my fat rolls are shunned from the community. If I post a picture of my rolls on the internet, everyone's like, what is this? A pizza dough that you dropped on the ground? That's what I look like. They get to shit in their pants. They get to eat things that don't require chewing. They get to nap whenever they want. And also, if they get into like an ice cream truck and it drives away, people are concerned and not just like, there he goes again.
What?
There Matt goes, getting on another ice cream truck. When a child does that, like the police get involved. But when I do it, it's just another quirky thing Matt does. All in all, this is why children and I should not occupy the same world. And that's why I support research to colonize Mars. Because you know what they say? Adults are from Earth. the babies
should all be sent to Mars.
Yep, that's what they say. That's what they say. And that's it for our deep dive. And now it's time to bring in the guest who broke the record for biggest entourage in the Unhappy Hour studio, a.k.a. the only guest ever to bring their mom and dad, a.k.a. it's time for my fave, Ava Ryan. My guest complainer today is a true inspiration. I watch her videos more than anyone else's. I quote her quotes more than anyone else's. She is a star of Vine, Facebook, the whole internet. You may know her from her viral series, Charlene's Worlds, about the hot mess named Charlene. She's more successful than I'll be ever. Please welcome Ava.
Hey, girl. I'm wonderful.
You are. You're a star. I saw the other day your mom, who's also here with us, tweeted that you said, "I don't get why it's so hard for grown-ups to make friends. There's three steps. Ask them their name, their favorite color, and how old they are." So yeah. I'm going to ask you so we can become friends right away.
Okay. Ask me.
What's your name?
Ava, or Charlene, whatever you want to call me.
What's your favorite color?
Blue and green and orange. It's, yeah, you didn't know that.
And how old are you?
8.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Now we're friends. That's all it takes. Yeah. It's so simple.
Yep.
All right. You said, I know you've listened to my podcast before, right? Even though I say a bunch of bad stuff. But we ask everybody, what's one thing you hate that everybody else loves?
The Tooth Fairy.
You hate the Tooth Fairy?
I don't hate her. It's just kind of creepy.
I saw you just lost a front tooth.
Yeah.
Here in New York?
Yeah. And I lost three, but two of them were in first grade.
And what happened?
Well, the first one my dad pulled out. The second one I pulled out. The third one I pulled out.
Did it hurt to pull it out?
No. It was very bloody, though.
Yeah. My mom pulled my tooth out with a wrench once.
Why?
Because it wouldn't come out, and she really wanted it to come out. And so we decided to just use some tools.
Okay.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah, I know.
Let me ask about some of your vines, because I love all your vines. Do you have a favorite?
No.
You can't.
They're all great.
I know. I can name I Smell Like Beef is obviously my favorite.
Yeah.
Is that the one that people tell you about the most?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I smell like beef. I smell like beef.
I smell like beef. There's also, I love Halloween.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's freaking bats. I love Halloween.
Freaking bats.
Yep.
What else?
I'm 16 and I'm a grandmother.
Yeah, right. What's your favorite character to do?
I don't know.
Because you have a bunch of them. There's Charlene.
I like to do Bossy Boss Lady because I like answering questions because she's very bossy.
Right.
And so am I. So be careful with what you ask. No, I'm just joking. I'm just a bossy lady.
Where does bossy lady come from? You just like being bossy?
Yeah, I just made it up because I like being bossy pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did Charlene start?
It was actually in New York, and I was walking down the streets, and this lady had, like, a full face of lipstick with, like, her denim jacket and her, like, tubes and short haircut. She's kind of like a grandma type, so that's why I made Charlene, like, Charlene. That's when she was born in 1972.
I'm sorry, I was 8 hours late for brunch yesterday. I forgot. I'm speechless. I just don't believe in being on time. Oh, crap, I forgot my pills.
And you just come up with everything on the fly?
Yeah, easy peasy. Okay, yeah.
It's as easy as that, comedy.
Yeah.
You just say whatever is on your mind.
Yep.
So you're a big star on the internet,
yeah.
And you get to go to some really cool things. And I saw you met Oprah.
Yeah.
What was she like?
Nice. I don't really know who she is.
Have you never seen any of Oprah's things before?
No.
She used to do a talk show a while ago. I guess she hasn't done stuff in a while.
My mom told me that she gave free cars away.
She did. On one episode, she gave everyone a car.
What if they couldn't drive? Be useless.
I know. I can't believe she didn't give you one. You'll need one eventually.
No. I don't want an old car. Because if she gave me one now, it would be old by the time I'm 16. So.
Right, right.
My mom knew somebody that her dad got her car, and then when she was older, it was so old and stinky, but she still wanted it.
You just got to take what you can get.
Yeah.
If someone gives you an old car, that might be the only car you ever have.
I don't want a car, because I don't need it. There's Uber drivers.
Yeah.
In the world.
Thanks for nothing, Oprah. We have Uber drivers. This whole episode is going to be about kids.
Okay.
So as a kid yourself,
yeah.
What do you think are some of the worst things about kids?
I don't know. Screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming at the playground. You just want to have fun with your cousins or something. And then there's a screaming child that's like 3 or 2.
And they just ruin everything.
And at the grocery stores, it's really bad. It can get bad. It's bad. And on a plane, you have nowhere to go. I'd rather jump out of the plane than hear the whining.
That's true. All right, so loud kids on playgrounds, that's one.
Yeah.
What else about kids?
Sometimes they just do weird stuff.
Like what?
Like they steal things from grocery stores. Some kids just don't have that thing in them that doesn't know what to do, so they just steal something and their parents don't know. So then, I don't know.
Right. So they're loud, they're thieves.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, you need to, like, citizens arrest them.
Yeah. My mom tells me there's a kid jail, but I don't know if that's true.
I feel like I need to say yes, there is. I had a neighbor who always used to say her kids were going to go to kid jail.
Well, you know, there's some moms that want their kids, they pretend their kids are going to jail, but they're just going for one day to see how it'd be like, and I think that would be really mean for
right.
them.
There used to be a whole TV show about that called Scared Straight.
Really?
Those were so good.
Where they used to take bad kids to jail for a day so they could get scared.
Wow.
And stop misbehaving.
That's actually kind of funny.
It is. But they were pretty bad kids who would probably end up in jail one day if they didn't change something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just like stealing a pack of gum. Not that you should do that. I'm not promoting that.
Stealing it. I don't even like gum that much. I like mint gum.
Well, that's like still gum.
Bubble gum. Mm-hmm. Like the things that are too big that you couldn't even sneak it. So I'm not sneaking nothing. Because I like the big Bubba tape.
Right.
It's so good. It gets powder all over your face.
Yeah, why is some bubblegum so powdery?
I don't know, because they want kids to be like, oh, Mom, I ate some milk and or something.
Because
you get a milk beard after you drink milk.
So the gum powder is a decoy so that your parents think you're drinking milk and not chewing gum.
Yeah.
Got it. What's the worst thing about being a kid?
It's fun being a kid, but sometimes there's like you have to go to your room sometimes.
Right.
I don't get that a lot though, because I'm great. Dinner is bad. It's gross.
Dinner? All dinner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you more of a breakfast person?
Yeah.
Brunch?
Well, I like dinner, but I don't know. It's just kind of like you cook it and then I have to eat it. no matter what happens.
That is true. Yeah, you do have to eat dinner.
Yeah. I like breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
I like those nights.
What do you complain to your mom the most about?
I don't know.
Do you ever complain about your mom or dad? Now's your chance. Even though they're here.
No, I actually don't.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, there's better things to talk about.
That's good.
Like animals.
Right.
Animals are the best things.
Do you have a least favorite animal?
No.
All animals are good.
I hate insects, though.
Same. Do you get a lot of bugs at your house?
No, I just find ants all over and I kill them. I hate the ants.
Same. Any big spiders?
Oh, okay. So when I was first grade, I opened my door and I screamed.
Because there was a spider?
Yeah, and it wasn't even that big.
I don't care. Any size spider is bad to me.
Yeah, it was bad.
In New York, you get cockroaches.
Yeah, I went with my aunt and my mom, and there's literally a cockroach in the mirror, and my aunt got someone to come to the room to evacuate it, but it didn't come out.
I had one in my apartment, and it crawled on my face while I was sleeping.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, I wish I could take all of that back.
Stop. Don't tell me, because my place that I'm staying at right now, I saw baby ants.
I think you're fine. Mine was, it's because I lived in a really, really old building with a bunch of really old people who I don't think clean their apartments very well.
Yeah, was there rats? Because there's rats in New York, too.
I've never had a rat in my apartment. I see them on the street sometimes.
Really? I've never saw a rat on the street before, but...
Have you taken the subway here?
No, because it's too weird. When you get inside the subway, there's weird stuff.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in New York while you've been here?
Oh, so the guy... So there's a guy yesterday, and I was at a park, and I played for a little while. And then we were leaving, and then this guy, so a bunch of pigeons, there's pigeons on him and pigeons around him, and he was all bloody on his hand, and it was all gross.
Oh, God.
Because he had a lot of food, and then he ran out, and they were pecking him. It was so gross.
No.
They're like...
I saw a guy like that, too. I think there's a bunch of them. It's like the lady from Home
Alone.
The
Birdman.
And then the pigeons get scary because they think that they can come around humans.
Yeah.
And then they'll fly at you if you get too close.
Yeah, I chase them.
They'll chase you back.
I don't think so.
Well, as long as you made it out.
Off,
right.
They were scared.
Usually, yeah. You have to stand up to them or else you'll end up like that guy.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he was old. I think he wanted the pigeons to come to him.
Yeah.
Because he had nobody to, I don't know, he had nobody, really. Maybe a cat at home or a rat, but I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like pigeons might just be his thing.
Yeah, probably.
How about we play our game? We usually have a different name for it. We're going to call it Bowl of... shiitake mushrooms.
Okay.
So we usually call it something else.
Okay.
And it's where I'll give you a topic and then you just say your opinion on it. All right?
Okay.
Ready?
Yep, sure.
Going out on a Friday night. Adjust yourself. Get in position. Complaining position.
Okay. Good.
I feel like Charlene usually likes to stay in.
Yeah, nay, because I like to chill on Friday night.
Right, have some ice cream.
I like to chill because you're always doing things in the week, so just chill.
Yeah.
Just chill and eat popcorn.
The weekend is for relaxing.
Yeah.
What is Friday for, if not to sit
it's
around?
It's just sitting around and watching television. And reading, because I'm really reading this good book called Babysitter's Club.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's like the new version, and I don't really like seen it before. My mom used to read it, but I never did. She gave me the old book. I read one page of it, and then I didn't read it again.
You decided that was enough?
Yeah, but I like the new one, because I'm on, like, the page 129, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen the new Babysitter's Club.
It's
I didn't
at
even
Target.
Know they had new ones.
Yep, okay. Mushroom, whatever it's called.
Right, shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
Abbreviating on social media.
What is abbreviating?
Like abbreves on social meds.
Charlene does it, but I don't really shorten words. Well, if I'm in a rush, I do it because right. I'm like, bye! And then I just leave.
Looking at baby goats.
Yep.
You're a fan?
Yes.
What is it about goats?
I love goats. They're so cute. They're great. I love the baby goats. They're great. My dog looks like a sheep.
Yeah.
She needs a haircut. She needs like a better one. But she...
It's short. It's short for the summer.
Yep. She kind of was hot.
What's your dog's name?
Vivian.
You had a pug once too, right?
Yeah. Her name's Stella. She lives at my grandma's house. She's still alive, so.
Do you like pugs?
Yes, I love pugs.
Is a pug your favorite type of dog?
No, a labradoodle.
Oh.
That's my dog, Vivian.
Is a labradoodle?
But I like pugs and labradoodles. What do you think a labradoodle and a pug would look like mixed together?
I don't know. Probably amazing.
It would probably look very cute, because, like, it's, it would be, like, it would be a pug that would have curls.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
I would love that.
Yes.
Pugs are probably my favorite type of dog, even though
Yeah, because they are chill. They like relaxing.
And sometimes they're kind of ugly, but, like, cute ugly.
Yeah, like, they're so ugly that they're so cute. They're like trolls. Trolls are ugly, though. They're not even cute.
It depends on the type of
but
troll.
The new trolls, the movie trolls, I like those trolls.
Yeah, those are cute trolls.
Poppy and Stevenson, whatever his name is.
I'll have to look up their names just to make sure. One thing I did want to ask is, do people come up to you a bunch and say they recognize you from your videos?
Sometimes. Yesterday, this girl from New Boston or something came up to me.
New Boston,
yeah.
Right.
I'm not sure. I don't even know if New Boston is a thing.
It's in between Boston and New York.
Right,
it's the
right.
New Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Boston.
And she came up and said hello?
Yeah. With her brother, Stevenson.
Right. Now I don't believe that they really exist, because Stevenson has been the made-up name.
No,
this whole
I didn't
time.
Actually know his name, but I'm just calling him Stevenson.
Got it. What is the worst thing someone could say to you when they come up? What makes you roll your eyes?
La 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 la.
I hate when people
like,
do that.
They're like, oh my god, you're like amazing. Like, oh my god, can I take a picture like in front of all these people? Like, honey.
Yeah, sometimes you're just like, I'm trying to live my life.
Yeah, honey.
Well, on that glamorous note, I think we'll wrap this up.
Yes.
We played a fun game. It was kind of a fun game. Bowl of shiitake mushrooms.
It's so hot in here.
I know.
Like,
I'm sweating.
And it's so hot outside. Like, what are they doing?
There's no escape.
If I had to be trapped in this room all day, I don't know what I would do.
I know. I can barely stand it. Well, we'll get out of here. Do you know what your social media name is so people can find you?
No. I think it's Katie Ryan 430 or something.
Yeah, okay, good. We have a nod, that's right.
Oh, it's hot in here.
And then everyone
Everybody,
should find...
if you want to be on his podcast, bring a fan or something.
Good. And then everyone should look up your videos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, kids.
We're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show. But first, our chasers. Chasers are the good stuff that helps all the bad stuff go down. Barry, do you have a chaser this week?
Of course I do.
What is it?
My chaser is I recently did Wisdom Panel, which is those really dumb dog DNA tests, and I found out what Putty is.
I'm shaking my head so much.
And I found out he's mostly beagle, and surprise, he's Cocker Spaniel, and then also has Husky and Pit in him, which, like, I did not expect at all. I thought all this time he was part lab, and he's not at all lab. Which is very interesting to me. But the real reason why this is my chaser is because now I've been able to more accurately imagine Putty as a puppy since I adopted him when he was like 1.5.
Congrats.
So after the sink rat situation, Alex, my boyfriend, and I just watched videos of Beagle Cocker Spaniel mix puppies. And they're so cute, and they just look like a little tiny putty. It was just so fun.
I think it's deranged to pay to find out what your dog is.
Anyway, if I'm being real honest, that's my chaser this week.
I'm glad you got the clarity you so desperately needed.
Thank you. What's yours?
My chaser is leaving my phone plugged into this thing. It's basically like a dock. And I'm trying to like do my best to leave my phone. I've just realized lately how much time I spend just mindlessly on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if people are on their phone all the time. Like, I'm not like one of those people who are like, oh, I'm like better than that. I actually feel like my brain is f***ed up because of how much time. I just like mindlessly scroll through the same 3 apps and I'm not even like gleaning anything from it.
No.
So I'm trying to leave my phone to the side. Also, not sleep with my phone.
Yeah.
Because when you sleep with things, it just gets messy.
Mm-hmm.
It complicates relationships.
So complicated.
So I have a no sleeping with my phone rule. And I keep my phone in the dock. And I've only been doing it for like 3 days. But I feel better. So that's my chaser. Cut off from the internet. No.
But also stay on because that's how you make money, please.
Right. So that's it. Thanks for listening to Unhappy Hour. You can head to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts. Hit that subscribe button and rate us and review us. Help us get as high up in the rankings as we can. Only leave me a good review, though, because if you have shit to say, I will come to your fucking house and I'll beat your face in.
You will not. Please don't hurt us.
I won't. But please be nice to me. It's like my mom said, if you don't have anything nice to say, shut your fucking mouth. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Media. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Josh Gwynn, Claire Tai, and me, Matt Belisai. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman, Max Linsky, Karin Navatia, and Eleanor Kagan. Music by Hansdale Sue. You can find me on all the social medias at Matt Belisai. You can follow Barry and her dumb ass on Finkelberry Pie. And that's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye. Also, why am I asking this tiny child how to fix this toy? I'm a grown ass man who can put a wheel back on the wooden car all by myself. I'm a big boy. The power you have to get me to read literally anything is terrifying.